The grain trade moved sharply lower earlier this morning off of comments that President Putin at a Russian forum said he would be open to a peace accord idea of some kind that China and the U.S. have been encouraging him. And, of course, down goes the grain trade that this may just occur. But here's the problem. He left the caveat that off the table is giving back the Donbas and Crimea. Well, we know that dictator President Zelensky, who is not having elections anymore, has never had elections for over 5 years because he likes being president, because you can't have elections to take him out as the people don't want him anymore. His standing stake in the ground is we want the Donbas back. We want Crimea back, which, by the way, they're both 98% Russian speaking. And it's like a Saskatchewan individual going to Quebec. They go there and they're like a foreigner in their country and everybody looks at them ugly. And so that's the same thing. That said, most Ukrainians I know are like, give it to them. Well, anyway, circle back. There's going to be no peace deal, because both have that stake in the ground they're not giving on. So we ran the price of corn, beans, and wheat sharply lower this morning. Wheat at one time Chicago down within 1 penny of limit down. Corn down almost 20 cents. Well, that's all changed as we go to the noon hour, as the market is realizing it was just another break in the marketplace opportunity for end users to sneak in on. They bought the beans up. They're higher on the day now. They bought the corn back. We've been unchanged on the day after being down about 26 cents. Now we're showing penny losses right now. While the wheat trade has cut that limit down move in half, as it's becoming painfully aware that there's no peace deal. Talk is cheap, so to speak. And it created a cheap grain market for a while. But we market trade, I think, has saw through that as end users snap up that break. Soybeans, November, we're now up 4 cents at 3.14 and a quarter. January up 4 and a half, 3.1329 and a half. Corn trade, we're down 3 and a half cents on December at 5.40. March down 3 and a half at 5.54 and three quarters. The wheat contracts, Kansas December down 19 and a half at 8.14 and three quarters. December Chicago down 23 and a quarter cents at 750 and a quarter. That's 20 cents plus about 20 and a half cents off of session lows. The Minneapolis December wheat contract down 15 cents at 767. Minneapolis March off 16 and a quarter, 783 and a quarter. Now let's go to the cattle market. After beating the bejeezers out of that cattle market with, it seems like, weekly new black swan season openers, the market popped substantially today as it seems to be building some support, especially for that December and February contract in that low 212, 213 range. They've been pounding on that for 2 weeks now. Can't seem to drive it much lower. So short covering occurring today, even though we're seeing box beef softer today. The cash trade looks, maybe it might be steady money. We're seeing it in the dress trade. Some bids at 219 started out in Nebraska yesterday, or was it Kansas? It's one or the other. The trade could be firming to 220. As they are looking around for some cattle supplies they're going to be needing here soon. Is the market going to run away and explode to the upside? Not necessarily, but I know a lot of people are very upset with the fishy deal that has come about on this 300,000 metric tons of beef to the American public. The Batista boys, the billionaires that own JBS, funny thing is, one of the boys was in the White House with President Trump the day before that deal was struck. For unknown sourcing of 300,000 metric tons of beef to the U.S. And, you know, to top it off, it turned out the Batista boys, who part of the subsidiary of their JBS is Pilgrim's Pride. It gave $5 million to the Trump Election Committee. Well, isn't that something that they knew this when the public didn't know it? And who knows what they could have been hedged up on? They could have sold the board. I'm not saying they did. I'm just saying it's interesting when you own information a day or two in advance of something like this happening. You could certainly make a lot more than $5 million short the board when that cattle market collapsed. Am I postulating? Am I making it up? Well, it sure sounds in line with what happened. But the president's turning populist now and just wants more votes rather than what's good and businesslike. And so with that, the cattle trade woke up today, exploding with October cattle up $4.17 at $214.35 after being up over $5 in the session. Same thing goes with the rest of the contracts. They're all about a dollar off their highs. December cattle up $4.37, $216.40. February up $4. at 218. So whether that 300,000 metric tons of beef is probably in question, we don't know. Something could be happening there. Plus, they're having troubles getting these feeder cattle in Mexico. As you've heard, the Douglas, Arizona site has been shut since Monday as too big a cattle have busted up supply of the equipment, and that equipment won't be repaired until finally Tuesday. Remember, government workers down there, they don't work on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we won't see that place reopen until Tuesday. And then there's rumors there's a lot of New World screwworm infections south of Santa Teresa, Arizona, which that would be the next port of entry to come up at the end of September. Maybe that gets delayed. It might. We don't know. Again, conjecture. Feeder cattle September up $6.07, $325.05, narrowing that gap to the feeder index, which now is sitting at about $328.27. They almost were kissing cousins earlier today with a high of $327.50 on the board. $325.05 right now up $6.07 because higher corn prices recovering on the session took the feeders off their strength. So October feeders up $5.70 right now. $320.07, that's $3.40 off their highs. November feeders up $6.25, $314.60. January's up $5.85, $306.87. They were almost at $310 earlier today at $309.70 before this corn market came off its lows. Hogs were down 35 cents on the October 80 at $83.42, while we find the December's down 45 cents at $73.87. Silver, gold, stock market exploding on some positive economic data today. I won't get into it, ran out of time. Up $126 on the gold, $4,540. Silver's up $2.31, $67.71. The monthly jobs number is out tomorrow morning. That'll add more excitement. Crude oil, 47 cents a barrel higher on October right now at $91.50, losing almost $2 off our early session highs. The gasoline split between diesel and gas. Gas is up 2.5 cents a gallon right now, $3.13. Diesel fuel is down 6 cents a gallon, $4.62.25. Any questions? You can always find us at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.